Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Jeff Passan.
Yes.
2026 MLB offseason preview. Talking about how this will be the winter of spending and fireworks and all those things, and then said this. Nowhere is that clearer than with the unlikeliest of winter spenders, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then he adds this nugget. The Pirates were primed to spend more than twice their biggest contract in the last decade is Francisco Liriano.
Mm-hmm.
Passan says they were positioned to give nearly twice that to free agent first baseman Josh Naylor before he re-signed in Seattle for 5 years and $92.5 million. Basically saying they were the runner-up on him.
They were overpaying on a per-year basis but underpaying on the total term. Naylor's 28. Naylor's coming off a 20 home run season. That's not exactly a hitter-friendly park either. Seattle's for righties, maybe a little more than lefties. He was a three-win player last year. For anybody that does wonder about this stuff, $25 million a year would be a slight overpay for three wins.
Yep.
But if he was like a four or five-win player, that's actually what like one win is pretty much
worth. All
right,
so they lost out on Naylor. Is that going to be the only thing we hear about, oh, we were close?
Well, do you believe it? That's the other question. Guy with legitimate thump in his bat, like actually could hit 30 home runs for you.
I guess I do. Here's why I believe it.
Because Passan has ripped the absolute hell out of them.
Because I think if Passan looked at it as complete bunk, he wouldn't write it.
I agree with that. I think a lot of people listening to this have already said, it's just the usual. They're leaking stuff out like this. Ben Cherington wants it to make it look like he's in it to win it here. They want to look like they're in it to win it, but of all the insiders, I honestly think if Passan thought he was just being fed a bill of goods for PR's sake, I actually think he would write that.
Here's the next one. The demand for Kyle Schwarber is high, which is no surprise considering he won't get more than a five-year deal because of his age and positional inflexibility as a full-time DH. Teams have made that abundantly clear that they're interested, and all the obvious suitors are out there. The Phillies are fiending to re-sign him, and not-so-obvious teams are interested. Yes, Pittsburgh is in on Kyle Schwarber as well. Schwarber wants more than $30 million a year, 56 homers and 130 RBI last year. Could you imagine if the Pirates signed him to a three-year, $90 million contract?
Kind
of buzz that would do here?
No, I actually can't imagine that. Who would be the first person to say he only hits 240 or he's a career 230 hitter? How early would we get one of those?
Oh, we get some old-timer who called in and said that for sure.
You know who I don't think would say that if they signed Schwarber? I think Chuck in Uniontown would be pumped because I think he knows money.
I think every Pirate fan with half a brain would be pumped. They haven't had a guy hit 40 home runs in a season since Stargell in 73.
Kyle Schwarber has hit 187 home runs in the last 4 years of his career.
Yeah. Okay, here's the next
one. How many Pirates have hit 187 home runs in 4 years ever?
This entire article is about the Pirates. The Pirates are strongly considering giving 19-year-old Connor Griffin the opportunity to win their big league shortstop job out of spring training. Hasn't played at AAA. Minor league player of the year in 2025. Screw it. Like a Juan Soto type. Somebody like that, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper. He's a phenom. Who cares about arbitration clocks and contracts? You're good. We're not going to slow play it. You're in there to start the season. We don't have a shortstop. Take the ball and run with it, kid.
It's just weird that all this is coming from Passan, who I really don't think is given to giving the Pirates any breaks on anything at any point. So I'm left with the battle between my typical skepticism about something like this, because we've seen this before and every team does it. It's not just the Pirates.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in on this guy. But like, I think Passan would, if he thought they were full of it, would literally write, the Pirates are trying to telegraph that they're in, yeah, that they were in on these things.
The Pirates
industry
are,
sources are telling me they were not.
The Pirates are purposely
leaking information about things that they're not actually planning on doing, knowing that they,
bids,
yeah,
that they know are not going to get the player, so, just to say they tried.
The only other thing, though, is I think Passan's very well connected. I mean, there's a reason he's the big name. He's the Schefter of baseball. Nobody that covers the team locally seems to think that their payroll is going to go up very much.
Yeah, Mackey said $90 million, and he's been quiet as a church mouse on all this, which is very surprising.
I don't care what kind of trades you would make to take some money off the books. If you were just to humor me, add Kyle Schwarber at $30 million a year, your payroll's going up. I can't find
Donnie,
$30 million worth of players.
Do you take back everything you've said about them if they have Schwarber and Griffin on the opening day roster? I think you have to. All of a sudden, I'd say,
no
Bob
question.
Nutting, you're the man.
If he signed Kyle Schwarber to 3 years, $90 million, and Kyle Schwarber was leading off for the Pirates, because that's what he did for the Phillies for most of the year, right?
I love Schwarber.
Can you imagine the pop if Skeens is pitching on opening day, and it's at home? Is it at home already? I don't even remember. The home opener, Skeens is pitching, whenever it is. He sets him down 1-2-3, and Schwarber hits a dinger into the Allegheny River.
2-1. There's a drive to deep right. Yeah.
Yeah. That ball still hasn't landed.
I think that ball's the one that dented the windshield of that that American Airlines flight or whatever, where the pilot got half sucked out of there for a second.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, everyone was okay. That's why I'm bringing it up. But yeah, that thing,
okay,
that thing is a space object that might make contact with Pluto someday.
There's actually one more here. The two best hitters in Japanese baseball are expected to join Major League Baseball, including a guy who broke Sadaharu Oh's single-season Japanese home run record.
How would a Kokep pronounce
good.
That name? Sadaharu Oh.
Sadaharu Oh. And here
Wait
we go.
For the Yomiuri Giants.
Among the teams interested, Mets, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, Texas Rangers, and yes, even the Pirates.
See, that one I feel
it's
like...
unbelievable,
that
dude.
That one comes off as less credible just because I think it's easy to say, yeah, of course we want to get him in there. The Naylor stuff
He'll
seems...
He'll be an L.A. Dodger.
The Naylor stuff seems very specific, and even the Schwarber stuff I can believe because maybe, they know he torched them
years ago. Are you starting
to
get excited for a little bucko off-season baseball? I got to admit, I am.
Not yet.
This got me jazzed up.
I got to see something. There's got
to
be like
fire. I need to actually do it.
I mean, there's got to be some movement here. God, if they sign Schwarber to that kind of a deal, I'd crap a brick. I would be like,
I'm going to hold you to that.
Physically poop out a brick? That's going to be a tough one. Too much fiber in my diet.
Let's raise some money for butts. Malsy has to crap out a brick.
Malsy works to shape it into a brick after he's done.
There's a South Park episode about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.